Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Türk Telekom 2012 Q3 Investor Conference Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until we conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require assistance during the conference, please press star, then zero on your telephone. I'd now like to hand over to the chairperson, Mr. Onur Oz. Please go ahead, sir, and I will be standing by.
Hi, everybody. This is Onur Oz, the Investor Relations Head of Türk Telekom Group. I'd like to welcome you to our results call for the third quarter of 2012. As always, I want to remind you that there's a notice in our first page of the presentation, so please go ahead and read that notice. I will now hand over the call to our group CEO, Mr. Hakan Kanafani.
Okay, Umar handed the call but did not hand the microphone, so now we have the microphone in front. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. It's a pleasure to be here today. If you remember, I had always talked about how Avaya had made strides during the past two and a half years, and we bragged about how the management team is fresh, new, and there were radical changes on the ideas and on the way forward. And we have created a lot of value based on that. And I think today, we're also proud and we wanted to say, you know, why not do the same thing for Türk Telekom? So before we get to the slide, I would like to let you know that we are all here together, members of the Türk Telekom Group Management Team. And I would like to just very briefly introduce the new appointed members. The first one is my friend and colleague from TTNet, the ex-CEO of TTNet, who I think has done a wonderful job taking TTNet to the top 10 in the world in terms of subscribers, taking the penetration of Turkey more than anybody had expected in a limited time. And not only that, but I think more effectively, the last 2 years showing a very, very steady business model and defense against a very aggressive 3G. And if you benchmark how TTNet has responded to 3G, kept their pace and even grew a little, I think this is attributed to Tahsin. He is now the CEO of Türk Telekom, and he has worked in many different areas of the industry as an engineer and a senior executive, and he brings us very well-rounded experience and leadership from a very important related sector. Also, we have our friends and new members in top management. We have Mehmet Ali Akarja. He joined us as Chief Marketing Officer. Mehmet Ali joined us from Koç Group. We also have Ali Yalmaz. Unfortunately, Ali is not new. He is the Chief Sales Officer of Avaya, and he is now with us in TT to show us some of the wonder work that they have done in the Avaya distribution network. So we welcome him. We have Gökhan Kayalabey, and he is now the Chief Strategy and Business Development Officer for TT. He has a vast experience on top firms around the region. Last but not least, Murat Kirkoz. He is one of my colleagues and favorite finance people because he gives a lot of solutions and not only critiques. He used to be the finance director of OJ Telecom Group. So I welcome him wholeheartedly. He will bring vast experience and practical knowledge to the team of TT Group. And he is the TT CFO. That is his position. So let me welcome them all, congratulate them. You will hear from them soon and always. And we are confident that this management team, our new management team, will execute our strategy successfully. We believe in the leadership of Tahsin. We think Tahsin is going to take us to a much-needed next level because we have vast challenges as an industry and as a group, and we will focus on the dynamics, the dynamic needs of our customers. I think this is key. Now, let's start and go into the presentation. Let's look at page 4. I'm happy to report that we have sustained our consolidated revenue growth. Revenues in the third quarter of 2012 stood at 3.2 billion liras, which is an increase of 6% over the same period of last year. In addition to this revenue, we delivered consolidated EBITDA margin of 40%, which shows our sustained profitability throughout this year. On the net income side, the good news here is that we have increased 77% year-on-year, supported by, of course, favorable foreign exchange conditions. And to give you more color on our consolidated revenue growth, just let me briefly mention some of the highlights of primary growth drivers. First, on our mobile business, growth has particularly been strong in the third quarter. We achieved double-digit mobile revenue and EBITDA growth with improved profitability. We have a very good trend in the mobile revenue mix, where share of pure data revenue is increasing phenomenally each quarter. And I think Avaya is doing a wonderful job utilizing that trend. Second, on our fixed broadband business, revenues in the third quarter maintained robust growth and rose to 775 million liras. This is a 6% revenue growth when we compare it with the third quarter of last year. Again, we have a very good trend in the fixed broadband. We see more and more the customers are preferring the higher packages in terms of speed and monthly capacity, and I think Onur has put a couple of numbers to reflect that in your presentations. We expect these trends to continue in the coming period. Now, for slide number 5, just a quick financial summary of our consolidated results. We had a consolidated revenue growth of 6%, driven by solid revenue growth in mobile business and fixed broadband business. Similar to last quarter, we recorded higher construction revenues as we continued with our new investments, primarily in the fiber network. Overall, this is a historical quarterly revenue record for Turk Telecom Group. Second, we have EBITDA graphs in the middle. As you see in the graphs, we managed to keep EBITDA flat year on year with a strong margin at 40%. Third, we're talking about the net income details here. We recorded an impressive increase in net income in this quarter. 77% annual growth is supported by favorable FX conditions compared to last year. Overall, net income for the first 9 months reached over 2 billion liras. Page 6, please. Some information about the revenue mix and trends over the last couple of years. As you can see on the graph, we have a shifting trend in our group revenue portfolio. Revenues from fixed broadband and mobile businesses now constitute 52% of the total group revenue, which I think we are at a landmark, a historic landmark, and we are proving ourselves in the group as maintaining growth from the high potential and future revenues, and now they have reached, they constitute a little bit over 51, almost 52% of total group revenue. What's good about this trend is that it's combined the largest source of revenues grew 9% year on year. So this source of revenue combined has grown 9% year on year. As our revenues grow, fixed voice holds less share in the mix. And that's the best defense, is that you continue to grow and your PSTN holds less share in the mix. Fixed voice business used to bring in 42% of our revenues 3 years ago, but now it is less than one-third of our revenues. Overall, our revenue structure is further optimized with increasing proportion of high growth areas. Just to close, I would like to hand over to Tahseen Bey for an update on the fixed line. And before I hand it to him, I would like to congratulate him, welcome him, and tell him how we are all very proud that he has joined us in this position. Thank you, Tahseen. Floor is yours.
Thank you, Akram. First of all, thank you very much for your kind words for the team. Good afternoon, everybody. I will give you a brief update on our fixed line business performance in the first quarter. Let me take you to slide 8, so we can go over the financial summary of fixed line business. I am glad that we continued our growth from profitability in the fixed line business. our revenues increased 4% year-on-year and reached over 2.4 billion Turkish liras in the quarter. This revenue growth was mainly driven by upsells and price adjustments in our fixed voice and fixed broadband business. We also had a very strong revenue growth in the corporate data services under fixed line. First, I would like to emphasize our upsell efforts, especially in the fixed broadband business. There is a clear demand towards higher capacity and speed packages in the market. As Türk Telekom Group, we are in the best position to address this increasing demand for high-speed broadband. With our upsell efforts, we provide more value to our customers and generate higher output. I'll provide you with more examples when we review details of fixed broadband business. As you remember, we added more value to our unlimited fixed broadband offering and made price adjustments in all unlimited ADSL packages at the beginning of the second quarter. This continued to show its positive effects on year-over-year basis in the third quarter. One last point I would like to mention on revenue growth is construction revenues. We had a jump in construction revenues in the second quarter as we had an increase in eligible capex. In the third quarter, we continued our efforts to upgrade our network to fiber to bring high quality and speed to our customers. As we continued our investment in fiber network, we also continued to record construction revenue in fixed line business. All these factors in, we expect our fixed line revenues to support our consolidated revenue growth target. On the EBITDA side, as you can see from the graph, we achieved a robust EBITDA margin of 49% in fixed line. Normally, fixed line EBITDA stayed relatively flat year over year. As we recorded higher construction revenue in the third quarter, it had a slightly negative effect on the EBITDA margin. Kaan, from our finance team, will provide more details on this while he goes through financials. But we had talked about EBITDA one-off items in the third quarter. Overall, fixed line EBITDA figures would have been approximately 36 million euros higher, excluding one-off items. On personnel costs, which is one of the major cost items in the fixed line business, we reduced personnel expenses to 18% of total fixed line revenues in this quarter. Excess lines per employee stood at 600 as of the third quarter. Moving on page 9, I'd like to mention our revenue stabilization efforts in fixed voice. On the top left chart, you can see the trend for minute bundle packages and recurring fee in fixed voice business. The good trend here is that share of home advantage bundle package is increasing in our customer base. Now, 50% of our PSTN base is in these minute bundle packages. This turns out to give us a 74% recurring revenue share in our total revenues from fixed voice. During the quarter, we continued brand partnerships with leading brands of Turkey, giving special discounts to our customers in many well-known retailers. We will continue new partnership and loyalty programs while doing micro-segmentation of the market. All in all, these efforts help us reduce churn. On the bottom left chart, you can see numbers for total access lines and PSTN ARPU figures. We have a total of 14.5 million access lines, including over 600,000 naked DSL lines. Although PSTN lines continue to decline, we had lines with naked DSL customers and offset a good part of this decline. If you look at ARPU levels, you see that PSTN ARPU is 3% up at 22.6 liras in the third quarter. We made PSTN price adjustments in June, and this supported the ARPU growth. As a continuation of our value-based campaigns, most recently, we introduced new bundle minute campaigns targeted to new residential customers. With these new mini, midi, and maxi advantage campaign packages, new customers receive discounts and bonus all-direction minutes. Overall, we aspire to offer great value to our customers in fixed voice to make sure that they are satisfied with our services. Moving on page 9, we have more details on our fixed broadband growth and strategy. In the third quarter of 2012, fixed broadband revenues grew by 6% year-over-year to 775 million liras. This robust growth is supported by upsells, price increases, and subscriber growth. On the subscriber side, we added net 161,000 fixed broadband subscribers since the third quarter of last year. We also continued with our fiber network investments and reached 1.5 million fiber-to-home and fiber-to-building home pass. With these investments, we aim to fulfill higher speed, higher quality needs, and to transform our network for IP-based services. Overall, we have 7 million fixed broadband subscribers as of the third quarter. Comparing penetration levels in Turkey and Europe, we believe there continues to be a growth potential here, especially projects like Fatih, government's e-education initiative, as well as our device campaigns, where we aim to push internet-enabled device penetration up, should support growth and broadband penetration increase in the future. To give you an example, TTNet's latest device campaigns as part of our device initiatives included laptop and tablet PC offerings with data plan contracts of 2 or 3 years. One last point I would like to mention on this slide is broadband ARPU. On the bottom left chart, you can see that we drove our ARPU to over 37 liras with our latest price increase and our successful upselling initiatives. Now on page 11, we look at the evolution of fixed broadband usage and upselling details. On the top left chart, you can see capacity breakdown of ADSL packages. Share of unlimited quota subscribers reached 71% of total customer base from 58% year-on-year. This is a very good trend for our business, and we will capitalize on it further. In terms of speed, TTNet up to 8 megabit per second, and higher speed packages are now 92% of subscribers, which means the lower-end users who are in 1 megabit per second packages are increasingly demanding higher speeds. As we make higher speeds available to fiber, we believe our customers will appreciate it even more and move into higher speed packages. On the bottom left graphic, you can see the trend in ADSL monthly data usage. Average usage stands at 25 gigabytes as of September, which again is a favorable trend for our fixed broadband product. Overall, we foresee consumers continue to increase data usage with multiple devices and higher speeds. As Türk Telekom Group, we have the right constituents of technology platforms to address our customers' dynamic needs. So, this was a brief review of the fixed line business performance. Now, I would like to hand the call over to Erkan Akdemir, our CEO. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon to you all. Before I started, I want to mention that our smart growth strategy is really working. And then today I am pleased to announce once again our very strong results. Avea increased its revenue with a new record of the 910 million TL, achieving an increase of 11% on year-on-year and 6% on quarter-over-quarter basis. As it is the case in the recent quarters, data and incoming revenues growth have an essential contribution at the top line growth of the revenues. Together with strong growth in revenue and firm saving measure, which have been initiated at the early Q2, we managed to deliver a pay of 128 million TL with a 14% margin. Significant growth by 64% compared to the Q2 and 12% compared to the same period of the previous year. As you'll see on the next slide, our subscriber base grew by 6% compared to the same period of the last year, reaching 12.2 million. In Q3, the mobility of the subscriber has slowed down with more rationalized market conditions. But gross adds have declined compared to the Q2 together with the churn rate. Same time, Avea launched competitive, innovative, and attractive offers, as always, to the subscriber like Seç in consumer and Biz in business segment, stimulating our growth adds in this quarter. Ave is the still market leader at postpaid subscriber ratio, which form 44% of our total subscriber base. Our MOU has still an upward trend with 12% increase on year-over-year basis, and Ave has sustained its leadership for the past 5 years with a new record of the 350 minutes in the third quarter. Moving on the next slide, at the end of the third quarter, our blended ARPU reached to the 22.6 TL, which grew by 6% compared to the previous quarter. Focusing on the data and incoming traffic with improved subscriber mix are the main drivers of the blended ARPU. Moreover, prepaid ARPU has reached to the highest level ever of 13 TL and increased by 70% compared to the same period of the last year. Now I like to move on the next slide and mention the ongoing transformation journey. Our investment on network infrastructure still continue to provide the best coverage quality to our customers. For the 9 months period, our total CapEx reached the 415 million TL, and thus today we cover 98% of the population in terms of the 2G, and with the 15% increase in 3G base station year over year, we provide now 3G services to 77% of the population. As a part of our optimization plan, number of non-exclusive dealers decreased by 8%, but our exclusive shops reached the 906 points scattering all around Turkey for enhanced customer satisfaction. Within the scope of the group company synergy, Avia products now have been sold in more than 1,300 TT and TTNet shops, delivering a variety of the bundled offers, mixing mobile and fixed products for the customer needs. Finally, a few words on mobile data revenues at page 17. I want to share the mobile data revenue, and then our revenue in data grew consistently and constitutes 12% of our total service revenue in Q3, means 64% increase year over year. The launch of the smartphone campaigns with competitive offers contributed to the boost in both data revenue and customer loyalty. In the consumer segment, innovative smartphone campaigns like Seç, offering a variety of the products which led customers to freely choose their needs, and Biz offering the business segments offering almost anything a company will need, are considered to the important subscriber acquisition and data revenue drivers. Share of the small screen data users also grew by 28% year over year in Q3. Now it is the end of my part. I switch to Kaan Aktan for the financials.
Well, thank you very much. This is Kaan Aktan. I will take you through the finance section of the presentation. We are now page 19 with the TT Group consolidated P&L statement. Well, 6% revenue growth in year over year for this quarter, and this also brought us to 5% growth in year to date, meaning more closer to our guidance. The EBITDA, we see 2% growth versus second quarter, and this is mostly supported by mobile profits. Operating profits 6% up quarter over quarter, and this comes from both mobile and fixed line performance. FX, although neutral for this quarter, brought more than 200 million lira net gain in year to date. So we've been able to recover an important portion of the last year's unrealized losses with that. And finally, we see 77% increase year over year in net income. And again, I would like to mention that this is a normal quarter with minimal impact from FX. Now we are moving to next page, page 20, with TT Group consolidated balance sheet. Just I will mention, you see an increase in the intangible assets, the first line in the page. So this comes mostly as a result of the higher construction work we performed in this year, and this is capitalized under this IFRIC 12. So you see a lot of impact from the construction, both in the revenue section and the balance sheet with that. So now we are moving to next page, which is 21, summary cash flow statement. So we see a much better performance this quarter. Mostly comes from the working capital. CapEx, you see a slightly lower, especially compared to prior quarters. And now, just to mention, we are still not changing our CapEx guidance in full year, although we see some better or lower numbers here in this quarter. So next page is 22, summary breakdown for the revenues at the consolidated level. Fixed line revenues up by 1% compared to the prior quarter. And there is a 2% increase before the construction revenues. You see a drop in the construction revenue part from second quarter to third quarter. Adjusting with that, fixed line revenue increase is 2%. Mobile, 6% versus second quarter. Well, we all know that, that there are some seasonal impacts here, but looking at the year-over-year comparison, it's a very solid, strong double-digit growth of 11% for the quarter and 12% for the first 9 months. Next page will be the summary of OPEX breakdown. Well, I will skip this one and give you more some highlights at the individual pages for fixed line and mobile. Next page is 24, fixed line business summary P&L statement. So we all know, we already released this, we had one-off expenses both in the second quarter and the third quarter, and those are mainly related to provisions on litigation, court cases, and overdue receivables. Without those, EBITDA will be flat versus last year. But since we had this 4% growth in our revenues, our margin is slightly diluted to 49% for the fixed line. Last quarter or second quarter was kind of heavier in CAPEX. Now we are more in line with our guided figures, and the CAPEX to revenue ratio came down to 18%. Next page, page 25, OPEX breakdown for the fixed line business. So few adjustments to better explain the story here. We had 2% growth year over year without the construction part. But we also released that we had 3 percentage point impact from the provisions, one-off items. So all excluded, actually we are looking at a 1% drop in our controllable cost base compared to the prior year. What will be the drivers behind this? Since it's mostly a fixed and not variable cost base due to the nature of the business. People-related costs are flat year over year. Although we had the inflationary adjustments throughout the year on wages, this is the outcome of the actions taken last year on headcounts. Commercial costs, 11% lower year over year, slight change in the commissioning structure and some optimization efforts. We hope that those will be sustainable in the long term. One of item, the impact from the, it's around 34 million lira for the fixed line. You see the impact in the doubtful receivable line in this page. We move to the next page, page 26, with mobile business P&L statement. We keep the EBITDA margin stable at 14%, but with the revenue increase, a strong increase in the revenue, absolute EBITDA grown by 12%. Similar to the revenue growth. And 4 percentage point increase both in EBITDA and operating profit from second quarter to third quarter. Next page will be 27, mobile business OPEX breakdown. So we all know that the variable portion of OPEX is much higher in mobile. Having said that, the revenue growth, you know, brought us a similar OPEX growth this quarter. But there are some, again, highlights around the controllable cost base. You see in the maintenance, there is a 3% drop year over year, although we are still going through the rollout in our network. Commercial cost only 2% higher than prior year, although we see significant improvement in the revenue performance. These are all the efforts around a better use of resources in our both business lines. Next page will be the debt profile. Our debt is now at 6.4 billion, with an average maturity of 2.5 years. And net debt, you don't see it in that page, but that net debt is at 5.4 billion. Now with that, I complete the finance section of the presentation, and I hand it over to Onur.
Thank you. Anton, we can open it up for questions now. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypads and the hash or pound key to cancel. So once again, that's star followed by one for a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. There'll be a short silence while participants register for questions. We have a question from Cesar Tiron. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Actually, I have two questions, please. My first question is the DSL segment. Despite a lot of initiatives over the past couple of months, we're still not seeing any pickup in the growth of DSL subscribers. And actually, most of the DSL revenue growth is driven by ARPU increase. What are you going to do in the future? Because this is probably not sustainable. That's the first question. And second question would be on the mobile business and the fact that the decline of pricing seems to improve compared to the previous quarters. And also we're hearing that most of the operators have increased their MNP prices for most of the offers, and also some price adjustments for existing offers. Can you please say what you've seen in the mobile market over the past couple of weeks? Thank you very much.
Okay, let's start with the first question first about DSL. We're still in the midterm, long term. We know that we can push the penetrations higher. We are facing tremendous competition from 3G. You have to note that 3G is in its growth stage, introductory, passing to growth stage, and we are between growth and maybe maturity stage. So we are working on that. I think the success is that you note that we have maintained a level and we were not hit. You see that other markets you will get actually a hit. Now we've done a lot of initiatives on ADSL. And there are more initiatives to come, and I am confident that it will respond. On the mobile, well, we're getting mixed signals from the market, so that's why we are cautious. There are some price increases that we have done, and part of the other competition has done. But there are also some aggressiveness that we have seen the last week or so, even today. So we're getting mixed signals, and that's why we are very cautious. Now, the effect of our own price increase, is still we need to take a look at it. The growth that you've seen does not include that, and we need to analyze it. So the answer is mixed signals, and we are cautious about how to respond to what's happening to the market.
Just if I can quickly follow up on that, if there is, if all the operators are increasing the prices for MNP offers, are we not going to see some decline in churn in the next quarters?
That would be good news. I mean, we're always looking for lower churn, but you are talking to the MNP leader, so I think if you know. We are hurting them more.
And yes, this is the logic. Is it happening? We still, as I said, we're getting mixed signals and we're cautious. So I cannot take a position on that. And Erkan Bey is going to hit me in the face if I continue to talk about this.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're very welcome. Thank you for the questions.
Thank you. Just remind participants that star followed by one for a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We have a question from San Dillon. Please go ahead, sir.
Hey guys, just a couple of questions. The first one, in order to hit the bottom end of your 2012 revenue guidance, you'll have to achieve 4Q growth of around 8.5%. That looks like that's ahead of anything you've achieved here today. How confident are you of achieving this? And secondly, looking forward to 2013, the consensus you sent around last week implies the analysts are expecting group EBITDA growth of 4% in 2013. Again, given you're looking like you're going to achieve 2% EBITDA growth in 2012, are you happy where consensus is positioned at the moment? Thanks.
Okay, on the first item, we are sticking to our guidance. Our guidance are clear. We're sticking to it. We feel that we are committed of this guidance to the investor community. We faced a difficult two quarters, but That's our guidance. We're sticking to it. On the second question, I have no future statements to talk about any consensus in the future about either EBITDA growth or revenue growth. We're focusing on this year, man. So we have no comment about next year, and we don't want to cause any mix-up for you guys or confusion.
Okay, thanks.
Is that okay for you, San? No problem.
No, of course. I suppose maybe a quick follow-up on the first one. So the sequential tick-up implied by confirming your guidance, I guess where do you expect that sequential growth to come from? Is it more the fixed side or the mobile side? And maybe a bit more color on that would be great.
Fixed and mobile.
Both?
Yes. And they both have grown 9% so far, so combined, and they are a bigger chunk of our revenues. All of these are great signs, and we're seeing them, and they're bringing in a lot of confidence for us. We are very confident in the new team. They have new ideas. They have been they've been there, done that. They've been challenged. So we are confident in these two factors. Erkan talked about the smart growth strategy. It is working in a very, very aggressive market, and you will know that Avaya in a situation where there's a lot of upside because we have the shortfall in many departments, from third operator to the frequency to the price wars. So I think these are all actually upsides, and we are very optimistic about about group growth and Avaya's growth in particular.
Okay, fantastic, guys. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Hayam Israel. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, guys. Quick question. Hakam, you introduced us with a new management team in the beginning of the call, but what can we expect in terms of strategy, vision, view from the new team? We're talking about a lot of changes in the last couple of weeks, so if you can just give us some kind of clarity of what should we expect, what's going to change?
Well, I think that there are two anchors. The first anchor is Tahsin. He's the anchor that is going to manage this change. And I tell you why, because he's been there, and he's been in our highest growth industry. So he has seen it from a client to TT, which is very important. So when you see TT as a client, you have a lot of dreams and things that you would want to do. Now, the other anchor is the relationship between Avaya and TT, which is Erkan and Tahsin. And their relationship is very solid, and they have the incentive and the initiative, and also this is how they will be compensated, is on the group numbers, how we can bring about the group numbers and increase. Now, the management team has not yet, they are, you know, supermen, I agree. But they still need a little bit of time to look into that. But what we have agreed with the board today, and there's a board meeting today, is we are focusing on shareholder value. That's very important. Growth, shareholder value. Add to that our dividends, wink, wink. So you would see that this is the company to stick to and to continue being optimistic about. I don't think that we are going to see. We want to go back to the fundamentals. Some of the things that we need to do, we need to redo. We want to look at the quality of service. We want to look at new products. That's very, very, very important. So the sudden, the big change, it wasn't sudden, but it was a big change. I think it will be anchored by this man in the middle, who is Tahseen, who has seen from around TTNet a lot of that, and he has a lot of plans for this. Let's give them a chance. You will see them, and we are going to go on road shows, and we want to introduce them, and we want to hear. We want you to hear their ideas. But beware of a new manager who speaks quickly and has a menu for success. If they don't take time, then we will doubt what they're able to do. So they will take time and think this over, and then you will see. I think a lot of good development. The good news is that we see what's the word in English? Momentum. We see momentum in Q3. So this is good, and it shows you how the decision making process has improved tremendously with the collaboration of Tahseen and Erkan. This is very important, and I attribute a lot of this momentum to them and their teams.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Haim.
Thank you. Final reminder to participants that star followed by one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We have a question from Verda Saduja. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. The question is about the fiber to the home or to the building. Could you please update us how much of this home pass that you mentioned in the presentation has been a subscriber to your fiber to the home service? And could you also give us a bit of flavor? How much is this priced? Just want to know whether actually it's affordable to the people in Turkey.
Yes, we believe that the people in Turkey, like any other people in the world, respond not only to discounts, but they respond to value. And we've shown this, and we've shown how Türk Telekom Group is a disciplined playmaker in this wonderful market. So we need to look at value and offering, and also the price, and that's been taken care of, and we've looked at that intensively. Today we have about 175,000 fiber customers and about 180,000 XDSL, which is partly fiber on part of that. But I think the good news is, and we've started early, we only started early this year, but the good news is that we have a good uptake on our TV, IPTV, and that's a successful story for us. It's bigger. It's better than our expectations, and you know, it's driven by TTNet, and you see the common factor there. And I think this is good. It proves that our strategy in the beginning is right. Is that we upgrade the capacity, we will be able to add value-added services. We are also happy with some of the bundles that we have put out. In terms of mobile and PSN together.
Just a follow-up question. In the IPTV uptake, can you quantify how much it is at the moment?
No, Vera, I cannot quantify. They will start throwing things at me from the IR team. But you know, this is good, and it's creating a nice niche for us, and it gives a good indicator that the strategy works. So we're happy about that, and I'd like to congratulate the team for this success.
And the final question: how much is again? Remind us target of the fiber to the home or to the building home pass, if you can give us.
I'm sorry.
The
again,
target,
please,
the homes pass number of homes pass target. For fiber to the home connection or fiber to the building?
I think we have I think we have that in the documents that you you would see it in the documents. If it's not in the document, then we probably will not be able to announce it. The number is there, right?
No, target is not there.
The target, no. Okay, so the target, good. I was just about to tell you, but I was stopped at the right time.
Okay.
Okay. There is a considerably big target for next year. Now, if that's the last, I wanted to make a couple of points further about mobile, what they're doing, but I think this is it. There are no more questions.
No, from me, not. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from San Dillon. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, just one quick follow-up.
Hello again, San. We missed you.
I miss you guys too. Just quickly on Avea and the 9% stake that Isbank Group own. If they were to attempt to IPO that stake, do you have in your powers the ability to stop it and acquire it at a predetermined value? Are there any put options that, or call options that cloud anything?
Oh my God, I think you're mistaking us for a different group. We don't do these things on our board level. Our chairman believes in consensus, believes in building bridges, believes in unanimous decisions. We don't do that. And I want to tell you, it's Isbank's decision. If Isbank decides to do anything with their stake, they would see that Erkan and the team is there to support them and help them. They are our respected shareholder. And you have seen an indication what happened when we recapitalized the company, and it happened slowly but surely and without any fist fights or animosities. That's the way the group is run, and we're very, very proud of that. And this is a shareholder decision for Isbank, and we will support them however they want to do. They are our shareholders too.
Okay, great. That's no more questions for me, guys. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Just to remind participants that star followed by one to register a question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no further questions at this time. I'll now hand back to you, sir.
Thank you very much, everyone. This is the end of our call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference. You may now all disconnect your lines. And once again, thank you.